KJAN Sports.
And it's time for a check of sports this morning, brought to you by Southwest Foot and Ankle Center, your foot care specialist at the Midwest Health Center in Atlantic. And let's take a look at high school volleyball from around the region last night in Hawkeye 10 conference action. It wasn't a conference match, but ADM defeated Creston 3-0 last night. Also in the Western Iowa Conference, it was IKM Manning, a 3-0 winner over Audubon. Underwood defeated Griswold 3-0. Logan Magnolia downing Riverside 3-0. Missouri Valley, a 3-game sweep over AHSTW. Match of the night of the Western Iowa Conference was Tri-Center rallying to beat Trainer 3-2. In the Rolling Valley Conference last night, it was Charter Oak Ute 3-1 over Cam. Peyton Sherdan defeating Woodbine 3-0. Bowyer Valley over West Harrison 3-0. Dallas Center Grimes downing Coon Rapids Bayard 2-0. Coon Rapids Bayard a 2-game sweep over Carlisle, and Coon Rapids Bayard beat Earlham 2-1. Also from the corner conference last night, it was Stanton over South Page 3-0. East Mills beat Heartland Christian in 3 straight. Essex over Nishnabotna 3-1. Fremont Mills beat Clarinda Academy 3-0. Sydney over Southern 2-0. And Sydney beat Weeping Water 2-0. Also Southwest Valley over Martinsdale St. Mary's 3-2. And Orient Maxburg topping Diagonal 3-0 last night. Well, the weekly girls high school volleyball rankings from the Girls Athletic Union came out late yesterday afternoon. Class 1A, it's Janesville still on top with Tripola and New London the top three. Sydney is at number 7 this week, and Stanton is ranked 12th in the 1A poll. In Class 2A, Unity Christian, Western Christian, and Sumner Fredericksburg are the top three rated teams. Tri-Center is at number 7 again this week, and St. Albert jumps into the list at number 15 in the poll. In Class 3A, Nevada remains number 1 rated with West Liberty and Union 2 and 3. Kemper Catholic stays put at number 4 in this week's poll. Class 4A, West Delaware remains top rated with Marion number 2. Harlan stays put at number 3. Lewis Central is up 4 spots to number 5 in this week's poll, while Carroll moves up a notch to number 11 in the poll this week. And in Class 5A, it's Cedar Falls, Bettendorf, and Ankeny Centennial, the top 3 rated teams in the big school class for volleyball. In high school cross-country action last night, in class action up in Jefferson, the Greene County Cross-Country Invitational. In the Class 2A girls race, it was Ellie Mendlick of Denison and Reagan Anderson of Denison making a 1-2 finish at the top of the pile. Denison was the team champ with 30 points. Winterset, Algona, Creston, and Nevada were the top five. In Class 2A boys, Cooper McDermott of Creston was the individual champ. Also locally, Chandler Hagan of Kemper Catholic had a third-place finish. Winterset was the champ with 35 points. Nevada, Kemper Catholic, Roland Story, and Algona, the top five boys teams. Also in the Class A boys race, the top local finish was from Evan Wilson of Exira EHK. He ran fourth in that race last night. Mitchell Nelson of Audubon ran 10th in that meet last night. South Hamilton won the Class A boys team title. In Class A girls, it was Peyton Spohr of IKM Manning with a 7th place finish. Also, Emily Kopic of Exira EHK ran 10th last night. West Marshall won the team title in the Class A girls race. Well, it's week 3 of the high school football season. Many of the football teams around the area will be entering district play now for the first time this season. And that includes our broadcast game tonight, as top-rated Audubon will be on the road tonight. The Wheelers trying to come off their two opening season victories, their two tough matches early, will now face a rival locally from the Western Iowa Conference. In other sports, as they travel to Griswold tonight, Tigers hosting the Audubon Wheelers this evening. We'll have all that action for you here on KJAN. Chris Parks and Seth Christensen will have the call of that football game for you tonight. We're on the air at 6:30 with the pregame and 7 o'clock with kickoff. That's top-ranked Audubon on the road at Griswold tonight in high school football action. Now, you can catch that game here on AM 1220 and FM 101.1. You can also listen live online at KJAN.com or just download the free KJAN app to your smartphone and check out the contest. And if you'd like to catch a glimpse of the game, you can do that as well. We'll provide live streaming video of the game tonight on the TV page at KJAN.com. That's Audubon at Griswold live tonight here on KJAN. Just a note also, the Atlantic Trojans will try to come home tonight and build on a victory last week. They went on the road to defeat Denison last week in a game heard here on KJAN. Tonight, Atlantic will be at the Trojan Bowl hosting Glenwood in the first district game of the season for those two teams. Kickoff is 7:30 tonight. Now, if you'd like to hear some comments from Atlanta coach Eric Waldstein about the game, well, just listen in at 4:45 this afternoon. That's when Trojan Preview airs here on KJAN. That's Chris's weekly visit with the head football coach. Lots of high school football. Those are just a couple of games. There are a whole slew of them around the area, as you would expect tonight in week three. Iowa will honor former safety Tyler Sash by switching out one of its Tiger Hawk decals for Sash's number 9 for Saturday's game at Iowa State. The 27-year-old Sash was found dead Tuesday in his Oskaloosa home about 3.5 years after he won a Super Bowl during his rookie season with the New York Giants. Foul play isn't suspected. The Iowa State Medical Examiner's Office said an autopsy conducted Wednesday revealed no acute trauma or evidence that he was killed by external force. Sash starred for the Hawkeyes from 2007 to 2010. As a junior in 2009, Sash picked off 3 Iowa State passes in a 35-3 win in Ames. A memorial service is set for today at the Oskaloosa Community Stadium at the Lacey Complex in Oskaloosa. A private family burial will follow. The Bates Funeral Chapel in Oskaloosa is handling those arrangements for Tyler Sash. Other than the weather, it was a near-perfect night for Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. The Pats unveiled their latest Super Bowl banner before Brady passed for 4 touchdowns to lead the defending champs past the Pittsburgh Steelers, 28-21 in the NFL season opener last night. All 4 TDs went to his tight ends, with Rob Gronkowski catching 3, while the Patriots built a 28-14 lead. Gronkowski also recovered a fumble by Deion Lewis at the Steelers' 1 to set up his 3rd score. Brady set a franchise record with 19 straight completions on a rainy night in Foxborough. He finished 25 of 32 for 288 yards just a week after a federal judge vacated the NFL's 4-game suspension in the deflated footballs scandal. Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger completed 26 of his 38 passes for 351 yards, 1 touchdown, and 1 interception. D'Angelo Williams carried 21 times for 127 yards for Pittsburgh. A person familiar with the situation tells the Associated Press that Luke Kuechly has agreed to a 5-year, $62 million contract extension with the Carolina Panthers, making him the highest-paid middle linebacker in the NFL. Kuechly has an NFL-best 473 tackles since coming into the league as a first-round draft pick in 2012. He's one of only 3 players to win NFL Defensive Player of the Year honors within his first 2 years. He also won NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year in 2012. Elsewhere around the league, suspended Dallas defensive end Greg Hardy won't challenge the NFL in federal court over his 4-game ban for his role in a domestic violence case. The former Carolina player was suspended 10 games by Commissioner Roger Goodell after the league concluded through evidence obtained from his trial in North Carolina that he roughed up his former girlfriend in May of 2014. An arbitrator reduced the suspension on appeal. A person familiar with the decision has told the Associated Press that the NFL will suspend Buffalo Bills linebacker I.K. Enampali for the first 4 games of the season for punching and breaking the jaw of New York Jets quarterback Geno Smith. Enampali will be suspended without pay for violating the league's personal conduct policy following the altercation that took place inside the Jets locker room on August 11th. Enampali was cut on September 4th, and Buffalo then signed the second-year player to its practice squad on Monday. The Minnesota Vikings have placed center John Sullivan on injured reserve with a designation to return. The Vikings report that Sullivan had surgery Wednesday for a procedure that is typically done to address a herniated disc. Sullivan hasn't practiced since August 18th, and he's been replaced in the starting lineup by Joe Berger. Also from Vikings camp, they signed wide receiver Jarius Wright to a 4-year contract extension. Wright is coming off career bests in 2014 with 42 catches and 588 yards. In baseball, Todd Frazier and Brandon Phillips both homered and drove in 3 runs as the last-place Cincinnati Reds sent the National League Central leading St. Louis Cardinals to their most lopsided loss of the season, 11-0 last night. The Cardinals opened their longest road trip of the season, 11 days and 10 games, with their 4th loss in 5 games. Red star Joey Votto doubled and singled, driving in a run and scoring one just a day after his tantrum at home plate following an ejection. Jaime Garcia lasted a season-low 4 1/3 innings and gave up 6 runs. He had been 5-0 in 7 starts since losing to the Reds on July 28th. Elsewhere in the National League, Colorado beat San Diego 4-3, Milwaukee over Pittsburgh in 13 innings, 6-4. Mets beat Atlanta 7-2. Cubs and the Phillies were rained out yesterday in Philadelphia. They'll play 2 to make that up today. Just 2 games in the American League. Seattle beat Texas 5-0. Cleveland over Detroit 7-5. And the women's semifinals at the U.S. Open were rained out, and they'll be part of today's schedule at the National Tennis Center. Top seed and number one ranked Serena Williams is just two wins away from clinching a Grand Slam, a win in all four major tournaments this year. Her semifinal opponent will be Italian Roberta Vinci, who has lost to Williams four times in as many matches. The other semi has second-seeded Simona Halep going up against 26th-seeded Flavia Panetta. The men's semifinals will then follow with number one Novak Djokovic playing 9th-seeded Marin Cilic and second-seed Roger Federer up against number five Stan Wawrinka. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Southwest Foot and Ankle Center. Call Dr. Andrew Stanislav at 800-334-5516. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.